unique sur ses deux ailes, cinq versions d'une même chanson.
C'est une chanson des Beatles courte, 2 minutes et 5 secondes, mais qui raconte la vie et la mort d'une personne, une certaine Eleanor Rigby. C'est l'histoire aussi de tous les gens qui vivent la solitude au quotidien. À l'origine, Paul McCartney a imaginé un personnage s'appelant Daisy Hawkins, qui nettoie les églises après les mariages. Mais ce nom lui plaît à moitié et il opte finalement pour Eleanor Rigby. Et l'on découvrira en 1980, dans un cimetière de Liverpool, qu'une Eleanor Rigby a bel et bien existé. De cette chanson, les reprises ne manquent pas. Voici celle de Bobby Gentry.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Look at all the lonely people. Oh, look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby died in the church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came. Father McKenzie wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one will save all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Oh, look at all the lonely people. Oh, look at all the lonely people.
Eleanor Rigby, signée par les Beatles, à l'instant sur ses deux ailes, la version de l'américaine Bobby Gentry.